you have your Bible, like I said, I'm going to be to the point. Open it again to the book of Romans, chapter 1. And I found out repetition. That's how we get it. Amen. This awesome God I want to say thank you, Ms. Wilma. Thank you, Brother AJ, for that. That was so good. Amen. I was raised on that song. I can hear my daddy singing it now. And many, many years ago, and when they sang that song, I didn't know the real meaning of it. All I know, they were singing it. But I have come to the place to know in my spirit God's grace is amazing. And it's so sweet. How sweet it sounds. I remember when I was lost, I was confused. I had been a church member. And actually, I was a church member all my life. But the night I gave my life to Christ. And how did I settle it? I settled it with the scripture, with the word. Because most of the time, they emphasized feeling a whole lot. I was trying to feel saved. I was trying to feel saved, and I didn't feel so saved. But when I found the word and believed the word, and the word said, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth what the Lord Jesus, and shall do what? Believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And then the Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. Sometimes I felt like 7 miles of bad highway, but I had to witness on the inside that I belongs to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I plowed through many battles, many situations that confronted my life. I'm here today because of the grace of God.
Amen.
You are here today because of the grace of God. So for that reason, I want to read, if you have found Romans 1:16-17, the King James says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Why? "For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone." I like that. To who? Everyone that believeth. How many believers do I have in the house? How many believers do I have? To everyone that believeth. To the Jew first, and also who? "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed," what? "From faith to faith, as it is written, though that are justified, the just shall live by faith." That means I can't live by what I see. I have to live by what I believe. I live by what I believe. And I believe there's a God in the unseen realm. I ain't never looked up on God's faith. But you cannot convince me that there is no God. Amen. How do I come to that place? Because I believe with my heart. And the Holy Spirit witnessed this truth. This is the truth. God is real. He's alive in me. And that life of God has come on the inside of us. Amen. Amen. The New Living Bible says it like this, for I'm not ashamed of the good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone that believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. For the good news tell us how God made us right in his sight. Hallelujah. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. This is accomplished by start to finish. How? By faith. As the scripture says, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So I want to talk about this unchanging, this gospel, the only true gospel. And I want to talk about some things that this gospel covers. It covers everything. There's nothing in life that's good. If it's good, it's the gospel. Because Jesus is the living word of God that will manifest among us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what is the gospel? The gospel is, again, good news. Amen. Now, in Mark Gospel, chapter 16, Mark Gospel, chapter 16. Like I said, not going to be a long time, but listen. The 16th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Jesus, this is after Jesus was raised from the dead. And you heard this many times, but listen to it. He said in the 15th verse, well, actually the 14th verse, he's after the 14th verse, after he appeared unto the 11, and they sat at meat, he did what? He upbraided them with their what? Unbelief. And what else? Hardness of heart. Because what? They believe not them which had seen. They told him, said, we've seen the Lord. They didn't believe it. And he corrected them. He said, I told you before I died that I'll be raised to life. I told you. Now, why are you acting like that? Now, here I am standing before you in living color. Here I am. You see me. Now, he said in verse 15, and he said unto them, now go. Don't sit around here whining about unbelief, doubt,